This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, February 2nd. God's word for you today is worship stands. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Samuel 6, verse 18 to 19, which says, "Then he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of heaven, and gave a present to everyone, men and women alike, of a loaf of bread, some wine, and a cake of raisins." When it was all over and everyone had gone home. Today's anchor scripture is a demonstration of letting your worship flow into your words and deeds. Even though David had sacrificed after every six steps, he went further to sacrifice again when the Ark of God entered Jerusalem. Note that the tent was pitched by David himself. But beyond all that, the Bible says David blessed the people and gave them gifts. Everyone got a gift from David. You cannot know God without blessing people. Blessing people and giving to people should flow from our knowledge of God. David shows us that when we are true worshippers, it overflows to other people. 2 Samuel 6 verse 17 to 19 says, "They brought the chest of God and set it in the middle of the tent pavilion that David had pitched for it. Then and there, David worshipped, offering burnt offerings and peace offerings. When David had completed the sacrifices of burnt and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of God of the angel armies and handed out to each person in the crowd, men and women alike, a loaf of bread, a date cake, and a raisin cake. Then everyone went home. Everyone in Jerusalem that day went home with a loaf of bread, a date cake, and a raisin cake. Everyone." Do the maths. Some translations include wine and meat. I want to challenge you as we progress in the new year by the grace of God and press further in the things of God. As you get deeper in God, in worship and understanding Him, let it overflow into other people's lives. Let it overflow to the lives of your colleagues, your neighbors, your spouse, and your children. Everyone. True worship happens when I take the same attitude home to my family. You cannot be a saint in church and a rascal at home. You are a very nice and gentle lady or gentleman in church, but in your house you are Pepe. 2 Samuel 6 verse 20 says, "When David returned home to bless his household." This is what it takes to be a true worshipper. David returned home to bless his household. It is not just about blessing God's people, impressing people with razzmatazz. Who are you at home? What does your spouse say about you? If you were to ask your spouse, what will he or she say? If we were to ask your colleagues, who will they say you are? David returned home to bless his household. 2 Samuel 6 verse 20 says, "Michal, daughter of Saul, came out to meet him and said, 'How the king of Israel has distinguished himself today, disrobing in the sight of the slave girls of his servants as any vulgar fellow would.'" You can smell the sarcasm in Michal's statement, but it did not faze David. He still blessed his other wives and his children. It did not stop him from being a true worshipper. Again, it tells us that the people you are blessing do not have to respond the way you want them to respond. It should not change who you are. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to carry the same attitude from your presence into my sphere of influence, regardless of people's responses. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.